With the use of coal in America in decline, mining companies have found a steady revenue stream in overseas markets. But to get the coal there requires a long journey by train and barge to export terminals along the Columbia River. That's a problem, according to environmentalists and tribes who say more studies on the impacts need to be done.
There are unknown effects of large amounts of coal going into the Columbia River, but even with just the two per day, you can walk along the tracks and see coal dust along the tracks.
Paul Lumley is the executive director of the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission. He says another issue is that with the anticipated increase in rail traffic would come a need for expansion, and that would encroach on access to treaty fishing sites.
Our tribal members are right next to the train tracks, too, and so when those trains go by, there is no place for them to go.
Meanwhile, officials at Burlington Northern Santa Fe point to research by federal regulators who express doubts that unburned coal could have harmful effects on the environment. So far, response at public hearings has been overwhelming, and both sides are encouraging tribal and non-tribal citizens to voice their opinions either in writing or at the few remaining public hearings. In Oregon, I'm Will Robbins reporting.